Dr. T.C. Wallace. He is the superintendent of the Lansing School District. Dr. Wallace, how are you?
I'm fine this morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, the No Child Left Behind information was released yesterday. Eastern High School, for its eighth year in a row, Sexton and Everett, which had made the grade the prior 2 years, all fell short, and I just wanted to get your reaction.
Well, I think, Tony, as we may have talked about in the past, I've never been a strong proponent of No Child Left Behind. And it is the standard by which we are measured, so we respect it, and we try to use it as our target. But before I get into Lansing, it is time that the federal government sets No Child Left Behind. And it's coming, because it has not proven over the years to be the assessment tool that puts public schools in the proper light. In fact, it's been a tool that has been more punitive to public schools. And I think the recent release of data indicates that statewide, 60% of our schools in the state are not failing. So that measure is faulty and gives the communities across the state the false perception that their schools are not cutting it. Now, let's move to Lansing. We've been there before, where all three of our high schools have not made adequate yearly progress. And you know, we worked very hard, very strategic, and we were able to bring two of our three high schools online for two consecutive years. What No Child Left Behind does, instead of rewarding schools for that kind of improvement, they simply raise the bar, which we don't object to. But, you know, I've said to you before, I think it's about the increment of increase that we need to take a look at.
Okay.
8 to 12 percentage points is a difficult task, and we fell short, Tony. Just fell short.
Well, how come? Let me phrase it this way: what can we do to hold our children to a higher standard than anywhere in the world? Is there something that could measure that? Is there a standard that we could get there? Because obviously, we want our kids to be at the top of the class when it comes to children around the world. What do we do to get there?
Yeah, I think, you know, and again, whatever we do is going to be controversial. But we need a set of common core standards across this country, across this state, on which all students are measured, you know, by the same standard. Common core standards can be applied equitably across the board throughout the state of Michigan. And that's the direction that we're moving. That is our objective, and we think that that's going to pay big dividends once that's in place. And because we've proven, most districts have proven that we can meet the target. What we have not been able to do is sustain that effort as the bar was raised.
So you feel that No Child Left Behind should be left behind, and you believe, I want to read this clearly, do you believe that the federal government is going to agree with you and maybe do something about that?
Without question.
Okay.
I would put my professional reputation on the line and say that the federal government has realized the inadequacies of No Child Left Behind, and they are presently having discussions regarding the merits and the validity of it, and I expect that you will soon see it set aside in the current form that it exists.
All right, if we look at what we have now, we have a failure to meet those standards. So who failed? Did we as parents fail? Did the students fail? Did the teachers fail? Did the administrators fail? Did you fail? Where did we go wrong?
Well, I think everybody that can be a part of the solution is also a part of the concern. And that goes from the top down. And I don't think anybody connected with public schools is clean in that effort, and we all have to assume some responsibility. If we're great, we all assume the responsibility that we're great. If we fail to meet the mark, we all have to assume the responsibility that we fail to meet the mark. We have to come together and address that, and because we know we can be successful, we've demonstrated that.
All right.
And we just have to keep at it, Tony.
All right. As someone whose soul is somewhat ingrained at Eastern High as a former employee there for 5 years, what do we have to do, Dr. Wallace, to get this in order until No Child Left Behind is abandoned, as you mentioned?
Right. Well, I think that what we need to do at our schools is bring up the bottom. We have some of the most outstanding students in the state and in the country at the top of the scale. But where we fall short is we have youngsters on the lower level that we've got to reach back and bring those levels up. When you increase the bottom, you automatically improve student achievement totally in the school district. So we know what our focus is. Bring up the bottom, decrease truancy, improve student attendance, improve parental involvement, and then allow the administration and the teachers to do their work. Create an environment where teachers are able to teach, and that translates into students will, in fact, learn. So improving the climate in our high schools particularly is at the top of our agenda in the Lansing School District.
21% of Michigan public schools fail to meet their goals as compared with 14% in the previous year. Some other area schools failed to meet those goals. They included Okemos, Owosso, and Waverly. All right, so what's the plan to get the bottom portion of these students to be better students? Now, Dr. Wallace, as someone who worked in the school district, I know you're dealing with a lot of single-parent homes, a lot of dysfunction, a lot of poverty, and a lack of support for these students. What is the plan to help these kids?
Well, I think, first of all, those things that you named are true, they're real, but they cannot and must not be used by this school district as excuses for why students can't progress and excel. Our record, if you look over the last 3 or 4 years, we have been able to increase and sustain an upward trend across the district in terms of improved student achievement. It's not that our staff hasn't been working hard, our youngsters haven't been putting out the effort, but the bar was raised, okay? And you relate to this, Tony. If you're a 7 foot high jumper and you can consistently go over 7 feet, when they raise it to 7'5", you may have a problem. Now, you're a great high jumper because you've done 7 feet. But raising the bar has an impact on your ability. You've got to do more. You've got to work harder to get over that 7'5" bar. That's what we're faced with in public education.
Well, I think the teachers have a challenge, too, from the aspect, because I've heard teachers talk about this. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to teach. They're supposed to be helping these kids make these test scores. But when you have behavioral issues, social issues, if you have a classroom where you have special needs kids and you have to deal with that, not only aren't you teaching those kids that need the extra help, but the kids that are achieving maybe aren't getting the extra help they need to achieve even more. How do you overcome that?
Well, and that is an accurate characterization, and that is our challenge in public education. And first of all, we have to admit that it's there, and we have to develop some strategic planning by the district in the buildings, and it has to filter down by including teachers at the level closest to the child, because they are truly the experts. You can't sit over on Kalamazoo and determine what's going to happen in individual classrooms. You can't legislate it, you know, as the federal government does sometimes, as our state legislature. You've got to build that plan from the bottom up. And that's what we're doing. You know, one example, professional development. It's always been top down. What we have learned over the years, that the best professional development is determined at the level closest to the child. So we now are involving more of our teachers in professional development because they have a better handle on what the students need. And it's that kind of effort that's going to continue the upward trend and ultimately public schools and Lansing schools will see the benefit of that effort through improved student achievement. But make no mistake about it, our youngsters are increasing their student achievement annually, and the data supports that. They just have not met the challenge when the bar has been raised.
All right, Dr. Wallace, I have an idea. And okay. I'm going to call you about this, but it's something that I started thinking about last night when I saw this information come on. And I don't know if anyone has ever tried it, but what do you think about a proposal where families mentor other families who have challenges when it comes to academics? So say a family from Okemos would take up a family and help them learn and grow in aspects of helping that family get better and helping those kids learn more and want to learn more and seek achievement. That's something that's ever been done. Is that something that's possible?
I don't think it's been done. It is certainly possible. From a peer standpoint, I've seen that happen. And in my own family, Tony, I've had parents reach out to my oldest son this past year and ask him to tutor their junior and their sophomore. And that became a weekly activity for the majority of the school year, and both of those youngsters improved going from unacceptable grades to the middle of the pack and being successful. So that one-on-one in-home experience for those youngsters was very, very effective, and that takes your theory to a higher level. If you can get families to do that, I believe that there's some potential there.
Well, I'm going to be talking with you about that just to feel my way through it and see what we can do to maybe get that off the ground. Dr. T.C. Wallace is the superintendent of Lansing Public Schools. Thank you, sir.
All righty. Thanks, Tony.